Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. We have kind of an emergency update. There's things happening around the world that are, I guess one could say, evil omens of the times we're in. And I know there's a lot of folks out there that think, well, we've got a long time to go yet. Got many, many things that have to happen before the real trouble starts. But with what's happening here, Larry and I are going to talk about it. This is a short update, so we're not going to spend a lot of time on different things, but just so that you know what's going on. Hi, Larry, how you doing?
Oh, just making my notes.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting, everything that seems to be happening. And what's your take on this Russian fleet? Well, let's start there first, and the Navy.
Well, it's very, very interesting. The movement is sudden. I don't guess anyone was prepared for it. Most Americans don't even know about it yet, but I'll read a quick headline. It says, urgent, Hal Turner. It says, 50% of Russian Navy deployed suddenly to Arctic Ocean. It said, is it a drill or a first strike position? It says, Russia's most advanced ship and submarines. The Russian Northern Fleet suddenly moves to the Arctic. And I paraphrase there, but that's basically what it says. And then I did find that on Q Alerts, and also I think Laura Logan on Fox has got it, and I found also Sputnik News is carrying it. So something's going on, and then immediately when I saw that headline where this is out of Murmansk into the Arctic, reminded me of Henry Groover and that experience he had where he was warned that when you see this Russian fleet move, that Northern Fleet suddenly move, I don't remember how he said it exactly, or comes down or whatever, he says, we're in dire circumstances.
Yeah, he had that vision of the taking of America by nuclear attack, and I guess from what I gathered from what he said about it, it caught America by surprise, which is totally biblical. Because that's exactly what the Bible says, that the American people are totally stunned. They could not believe that this could happen to them. Well, I got a feeling that this revolution that's going on, and that's exactly what it is, overthrow, coup, whatever you want to call it, is a warning from the Lord about the fires that are coming, kind of like 9/11, which was a microcosm of the future when mighty Babylon is burned. And even the ships on that day could see the smoke of her burning on 9/11. It was a really interesting symbolic point, which everybody ignored. And but anyway, then we also have, so we have the Russian fleet leaving Murmansk. And so, according to what Groover saw, then we are on the verge of an attack. And that takes us to Isaiah 17 and Isaiah 18 with the movements now that are going on in Syria. You want to enlighten us on that?
Well,
sounds like the Armageddon script.
Yeah, that's another real surprise. You know, we've known that Iran has been wanting to move in a major attack against Israel, and that Hezbollah and their missiles and the, I guess, the Syrians and the Iranians in Syria and Hamas and, you know, all of those are ready to fire those missiles and attack Israel. Well, oddly enough, suddenly here, Debka File just put out a post. Syrian Army 4th Division and commando units of the 15th Division deploy to the Daraa region bordering Israel's Golan Heights. And so what you've got is now, and I posted a picture that Debka had of the Syrian tanks and all moving in that direction. Now, that's not something that's normal. That's not normal at all in Syria.
So probably the order from the rich men of the earth has been, it's time, let's move. And so we will see the Isaiah 17 attack, which doesn't go well for Israel, but it also doesn't go very well. And that may be when Daniel 8 kicks in and we attack Iran. That would give us the perfect excuse to attack Iran. Plus, we probably have a protection with Israel anyway. And don't we have a number of actual secret bases in Israel?
Oh, yeah. We've got above and below ground bases and missile units. And we've got a number of things in Israel right now.
And so if Iran and Syria, which is, of course, Iran's proxy, were to attack Israel, we might be forced to attack Iran, and that would bring Russia into it, Ezekiel 38 and 39, and that would bring the Murmansk naval fleet. It almost sounds like this is all ready to go, and then you've got China moving against India with their and kind of giving the green light to Pakistan, do the same thing. And then you've got their threats to take Taiwan. This is the Armageddon script. It almost feels like this is, this stuff can go real fast. And I don't think people are ready for any of this. They're in denial. They're in denial about what's going on in America, that this is a communist coup. What's the latest update there, Larry?
Well, the latest one is the fact that Trump came out, and I called you and let you know just a short time ago and made a statement in the Rose Garden and said that he's told the governors of the country to, I think the word, and as a matter of fact, I've got a report by Attorney General William Barr. He also warned law enforcement must dominate the streets amid these protests. And Trump has called out the full National Guard of D.C., which is actually, I believe, under the chief of staff of the military, which would be Milley, I believe, and they've deployed. And Trump says it's over, that he's going to, if the National Guards can't do it, he has an army that will. And so, really, we're lining up, Stuart, with well, I would just, it's hard to overlook a civil war because they're determined they're going to do it. He's determined they're not going to do it. And Alex Cuppy just put out a couple alerts warning about something going down against an attack on Israel and at the same time civil war, too, in America.
Yeah, here's what Cuppy said. There are three-pronged, this is against Israel, pronged attack planned and to be unleashed on three fronts. One each from the south, north, east simultaneously. That's pretty much what Isaiah 17 says. This will include but not be limited to ground, air, and sea attacks. The infiltrators are already in place, ready to disrupt communications, transportation, commit sabotage of key infrastructures. Well, folks, remember, whatever happens to Israel happens here. We're like twins in that respect. Respective countries involved will use their own special forces operatives, which will be aided and assisted by Spetsnaz, Russian special forces. Attack subs are now or soon will be in position to launch their ordnance against Israel. Then the next one, and I have a little trouble with it, but I'm going to just read part of this. If the chaos and anarchy, talking about the United States within the next few days, then a shooting war will erupt. it doesn't stop. It will begin by paid and traveling anarchists to various cities in the United States of America, shooting police officers who will have no alternative but to return fire. Then the whole scene will explode into a full-fledged battle with mounting weapons of volatile force, automatic weapons, grenades, blah, blah, blah. Well, if we're occupied with what's going on within, then why wouldn't Russia attack us, as Ezekiel 38 says? I know a lot of people don't see the attack in Ezekiel 38, but it's right there, right in front of our eyes, that when the troops of Russia and her allies are onto the mountains of Israel, they're already in Israel. It says they will think, and Gog will think an evil thought, and he will go north to a land of unwalled villages. Well, all you got to do is cross-compare what happens to Babylon the Great in Isaiah and Jeremiah and the book of Revelation, and that is the United States of America. And that is probably why these ships, this Russian Navy, is now, they're calling it an exercise. Well, we know all too well how exercises go live. What do you think, Larry? It looks to me like the Armageddon script that's going to come right out into the open now.
Well, I would have to say the alignment for it is perfect. We've pretty well been rendered or neutered as a country to a great degree worldwide. And
yep.
Stuart, what's interesting, too, is the fact, if you'll remember back, some time ago there was allusions from Russian generals, and I believe Putin himself made a remark that if it looked like that Trump was being removed from office, or the coup was going to work, he would attack.
Yes, because he knows what Hillary and the deep state want. They've always wanted to destroy Russia. And Putin's no stoop. He's very, very intelligent. He's outmaneuvered just about everybody for years now. They still don't learn. Back to the Washington and the streets around the White House will flow. This is just part of the prophecy. With the blood of activists, looters, well-armed, paid mercenaries from various countries. Well, isn't that what the Lord told us, that the borders were wide open and he was going to fill us with fifth column military types, and that when the whistle was blown, they would rise up from within. We will be attacked and neutralized from within, and then we will be attacked from without. And it appears that this is going to be much closer than people ever would realize. And it does say that, pretty much, that the people of America would be just so totally caught off guard because they're apostates. They don't believe in biblical prophecy. They don't believe in anything, I guess. Not even their own freedom. Not even anything. They've just given up. So this is all going to get really, really interesting as to what really is going to happen. And maybe Trump can turn it around. Maybe he can put a stop to it. Let's hope he does. But I just don't see it. What do you think, Larry?
Well, I would
is
have
it
to,
a go?
You know, if I told the American people anything, I would say, if you can't even get your governors or your mayors or your Democratic people to defend you, the American people, from inside anarchists, why do you think they're going to defend you from other nations' attacks?
Well, they won't. They're traitors anyway, and I think this treason has gotten to the point where you can't turn it around as much as they might like to. They can't. And even if we have a big military operation, they'll just come back in some other way. And it looks like that we're in a lot of trouble. It's coming much faster than people realize. And we'll just have to wait and see. On the next show, we'll also get into Steve Fletcher's Why Nothing Happened on Pentecost. Anyway, good night, and take it easy, heads up. If you haven't prepared, you better do it.